COVID-19 vaccination rates remain low in remote Indigenous communities across the country. Behind this trend, misinformation and conspiracy theories targeted at Indigenous Australians have been creating fear and driving vaccine hesitancy. A shortage of supplies in isolated clinics have slowed down the rollout of vaccines to these communities who are also at higher risk of serious illness from the virus. Talia Kreft asked Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken Wyatt, what percentage of Indigenous Australians are now vaccinated?
Well, last week when I talked about 89,000, it was estimated to be about 16%. We're now 96,000, which increases that percentage. But I suspect there are a lot of our people who've gone to the pop-up stations and have had their vaccine without identifying. That we can't tell. Our challenge is rural and remote communities, and we're working very closely with state and territory governments and with the Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Services to make sure that we convince people that it's absolutely critical they have their jab to protect themselves from the Delta strain of COVID.
What are the core factors driving the delayed rollout of vaccines to Indigenous Australians in isolated areas?
One of the things that we have to accept is because we've only had 150 people affected with COVID-19 and nobody died and no significant hospitalisations in an intensive care unit, there is an acceptance that the virus may not be as bad as government was making in their clear messages. So communities have been safe, they've guarded their borders, they've taken leadership. And the other thing more worrying is the misinformation that is going out on the internet. And secondly, when media has covered stories about plotting in some individual cases, young family members are saying, don't get the jab because you could end up with blood clots and we're worried about you. So we have to dispel that. And let me say, NACHO, along with my agency, the National Indigenous Australian Agencies, and Minister Hunt with the Department of Health, have been doing some outstanding work in refuting that, but also putting out newsletters that have the message on top that health updates to keep your mob safe. And then they give a number of strategies around how to go about that, why it's important. They've also done it in 17 local languages for Aboriginal radio and media to circulate broadly in those remote communities.
How widespread are conspiracy theories and fears about the risks of these vaccines within the community, and how has it affected vaccine take-up?
I think there's two things, as I said. One is we've been fairly safe, so the numbers are small in terms of infections. But the conspiracy theories, anybody who has access to Facebook or to social media is going to be reading messages that have been put up by anti-vaxxers or, in one case, a prayer group, talking about what they believe is a concern when, in fact, vaccines are all made in a certain way. And what's unusual is that when you look at the vaccination rates in childhood and in other key areas, the vaccination rate amongst Aboriginal people is over 96% for every other type of vaccination. And we've not had harmful effects. In fact, we've been protected. And that's why it's important that people listening share with our community that these vaccines are made in the same way. They have kept us safe, and we need to be safe from COVID, particularly the Delta strain of COVID, which is highly infectious, and we cannot afford to have it in our communities.
How much has vaccine supply affected the low number of vaccinations that have been administered in remote communities?
Our ACHOs, the Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation, and through its peak body, NACHO, have been working very closely with the Department of Health. And each jurisdiction has had a number of Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Services operating in 28 sites with the necessary administration and service delivery supports. This is being rolled out in key locations. So three of the ACHOs are located in the Northern Territory, Danila Dilba, Catherine West and Worley Wollongong, which have all been allocated a total of about 2,100 doses. Now that means we should have covered those communities in those regions thoroughly. And then we have 24 ACHOs operating in 36 sites, and they've been onboarded to start on the 1st of July. So our reach is becoming more comprehensive, and GPs play a very critical role in having vaccine available to anybody who decides to make that choice, and I would encourage them to make that choice.
What is the prominent vaccine being administered in these communities, given the high proportion of young Indigenous Australians and the current supply supply issues with the Pfizer vaccine?
We're focused on AstraZeneca, but we're expanding the eligibility of people to Pfizer vaccines. And so the delivery of both AstraZeneca and Pfizer vaccine to ACOs and to other points that are absolutely critical in a localised approach and in focusing on a regional direction are important, and we'll continue to roll both those out. And eventually Moderna will come online as well. But the important thing is we already have good supplies of AstraZeneca. I've had both my AstraZeneca vaccinations and I've had no issues with them. I'm extremely confident that those vaccines will keep me safe and allow my body through its immune system fight any infection that I'm likely to come in contact with.
What is the federal government doing to boost vaccinations in these remote communities now?
Actually, the key messages that are coming out from the National Indigenous Australian Agency, which has had field officers in a number of locations, are ascertaining detail of where we have to intervene. Certainly, we're giving messages along with the community-controlled health sector and Minister Hunt's health department that it's absolutely important to have your vaccinations. And the news updates, using Indigenous media, having people go to their GPs, all strategies that we are pushing to keep people informed. And we're also encouraging younger people to give serious thought to encouraging their family, their community to be safe, because we've been here for 65,000 years, so there's no sense in letting a virus create a songline of damage and loss of life. But keep protecting our communities is a key message from all of us, and that includes not only shutting your community boundaries and restricting movement, but also, again, having the vaccinations.
Ken Wyatt, the Minister for Indigenous Australians, speaking there with reporter Talia Kraft.